800-681-2608 today.
At least 37 people dead in Moscow thanks to two bombs. They say now female homicide bombers hit the jam-packed Russian subway system right at the heart of morning rush hour. I'll give you some details on that. Obama says, let's defeat and destroy Al-Qaeda with a surprise visit he makes to the troops in Afghanistan, emphasizing that the terrorists should not gain the upper hand. Ooh, they used that terrorist word again. Democrats say, hey, we don't care what the Washington Post poll has proclaimed, that 50% of you are opposed to this new health care legislation. You're going to learn to like it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. This little old show is going to take you some interesting places in this hour, including those things that I just mentioned. I think the big buzz is over health care and how it's ultimately going to affect you and your family. And everybody's demographics are different, where you live, who you have in your family, what age you are, all that sort of stuff. But the one thing you can count on is, where's the money coming from? Because someone's going to be getting a bigger bill, right? Who's paying for all of this? And that's what we've talked about the whole way through it, so it's nothing new. As part of the Sunday Swirl, which is all the Sunday shows, you can take Fox and CNN and ABC and NBC and CBS. Each week it's about politics of some sort. Valerie Jarrett was a guest on one of the Sunday shows. It was this week on ABC. And she talked, and she's a White House advisor, she talked about Chicago friend. And she talked about Iran and the response to Iran nuking up. In fact, she defended the way it's been approached. Listen to what she had to say.
What I can tell you is what the president has said consistently, which is that we're going to continue to put pressure on Iran. The fact that the president and Russia are now about to sign the START Treaty is a good sign that we're making cooperation and good progress with countries such as Russia. We're going to have a coalition that will really put pressure on Iran and try to stop them from doing what they're trying to do. In fact, over the last year, what we've seen when the president came into office, there was a unified Iran. Now we're seeing a lot of divisions within the country, and we're seeing steady progress in terms of a world coalition that will put that pressure on Iran. So, no, I think that we have a strong force in the making, and Iran will back down.
Okay, so she says Iran will back down. What do you think, America? Do you think Iran will back down, or Ahmadinejad is just laughing hysterically every single day at all these empty threats? It started with the Bush administration, and Condoleezza Rice was saying the same things you're hearing from Valerie Jarrett. And frankly, it's not working. So when, oh, when are the sanctions going to kick in? It's time to put more than empty threats volleyed at a dictator like Ahmadinejad. It's time to really put honest-to-God pressure on this nut instead of just sitting in the weeds. And I know the answer to that is, well, we can't afford to get into war with Iran after everything that's going on in the Middle East. We can't afford to do that at this point. I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that to just constantly tell them, you cannot be using these nukes. You cannot be building up a nuclear arsenal. It's not the world way. It's not what we're trying to tear that down. We're trying to accord peace in the Middle East or whatever. But we've been hearing this all the way through. And Ahmadinejad, frankly, has he been given any reason that he should fear what's happening, particularly in the Western world or with any of the other allies of the United States? And the answer is no. The other thing that Valerie Jarrett talked about was health care. That's the water cooler buzz. What does it mean? Why are Americans supposed to get used to it if they don't like it in the first place? And more importantly, will this affect what happens in the midterm elections? Because there are a lot of people that aren't, I don't understand this. I'll start watching some of these shows and I'll hear, oh, everybody likes it now. Overnight, the polls have changed because I think, and I like this guy too. Bill Maher usually has conservatives and liberals on his show. And I listened to his show last time around, and he said, hey, the polls have flipped, and people are in favor of this. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm not what people are we talking about? Yes, there are people that are happy about it, but the polls show that overall a lot of people are confused and are extremely worried about what it will mean to their life, a life they are barely hanging on to because they don't have a job or they have three jobs to make up for the lack of a good job that they lost a year and a half ago. Here's what Jarrett said about that.
The fact of the matter is this has been a long and challenging process. There's been a lot of negative rhetoric that we've heard around the country. But what we are sure of is that as the American people begin to understand what's in this package, when they begin to see the benefits, when small businesses are able to take tax deductions and hire new employees as opposed to having to struggle to make ends meet, as the mothers who have children with pre-existing conditions are now going to be covered and not be discriminated against by their insurance companies, as we begin to put in more practices so that the premium costs don't escalate and the out-of-pocket costs come down, not to mention the enormous way that we're going to bring down the national deficit as a result of health care reform. We are confident that the American people will support this. It's good for them. It's as you go around and you start talking about the individual components of this bill, we're seeing overwhelming support.
All right, she says overwhelming support when you talk about the components of this bill. What components of this bill does she mean? Okay, the pre-existing conditions, I'd absolutely give you that, but that's everything that we've talked about before in the past. The concern is over malpractice insurance and the extreme, incredible rate that that has risen to, chasing too many good doctors away. But what about this? What about the fact that there aren't going to be enough primary physicians in the game? You'll be lucky if you get in to see a doctor. We know that for sure. And what about the fact that, yes, the deficit, they're saying the deficit's going down. How? And where is this money going to come from? What's happening ultimately with student loans? There's so much nonsense stuffed into this bill that people don't realize. It's like a jack-in-the-box you keep winding over and over, over and over and over again. You know how they're so annoying, those jack-in-the-box? Just pop up. Surprise! Oh, you didn't realize that? Oh, surprise! This was part of it. Oh, surprise! I mean, half of us can barely understand what the terms are in our insurance agreements now as they're put forth before us. Can you imagine once we go through this? I'll tell you, I think more people are going to push for term limits on Congress. There's going to be a backlash at the polls. I do not believe come election time, everybody's going to think that this is the best thing for America. As it starts to come out, more and more starts to come out, I think more and more people are going to get upset by what they hear. And what didn't happen is the crackdown on the drug companies. The drug companies who are charging an outrageous fortune. If we could just sneak across the border in Canada and get all the medicines we need and come back, we would save a ton of money. And frankly, that's what people do. They try to smuggle things in their suitcases. Hang with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Speaking of, look at us, we're beautiful. Hey, the final four, the table is set. Michigan State, Butler, Duke, and West Virginia. Wow. No Kentucky to be found. Baylor did the best they could, but they came up short, too. And what I love about the final four that's so fascinating is Butler. Indianapolis, baby. Could it get any better? Imagine the people that have gone crazily at Butler University for their chance to be in the Final Four and have the hometown crowd. In laying this out, it couldn't have played out any better for them. But I am so bummed about Kentucky. I really thought they were going to be there. A lot of people thought Kansas, that they would be there. And the only one left standing is Duke in the number ones. Otherwise, everybody else fell like dominoes. I'd have to say a lot of people probably had their brackets busted wide open, especially with the Kentucky loss. And Matt, I know you were talking about this. We've been doing this nail the score thing, but you were talking about personal brackets, and you had Kansas, right? So Kansas knocked you out pretty early.
Oh yeah, my bracket was done pretty much after the first weekend. So, not a lot of, I guess, bracket interest as far as watching the games, just more of a rooting
fun
for the underdogs.
Yeah, and then there's some underdogs here. You got 2-5 seeds that make it all the way in. Duke, I'm not a big Duke fan, but...
I can't stand Duke.
I'm sure there's some people out there listening that might be Duke fans. It's the first time they've gone back to the Final Four since 04. But I think I'd love to see one of the other seeds knock them off if in fact it's Duke that ends up in the final game. And I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be fun to watch this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially with Butler and being kind of the hometown story and whatnot, that's going to be a really good feeling for them that it's their first time in the Final Four and it's in their backyard.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think that those tickets will be at a high premium in Indianapolis. So many people will want to go and see the game that normally wouldn't have necessarily been as interested in it. Of course, when your alma mater gets there, that's kind of the way things roll. And Duke had a scare. I mean, Duke almost didn't make it. They held off Baylor. That's pretty much the good way to describe it because Baylor, you know, took them to the net all the way. And I can't imagine that from Sweet 16 in the Final Four that most of you listening, if you filled out one of your company's brackets, have many of those teams left. Now it's all down to who wins the championship. Is it the 5-seed Butler? Is it number 1 Duke? Is it the other five-seed Michigan State? Or is it West Virginia? Could West Virginia be the team that ends up being crowned champion? Ooh. Will Butler beat MSU? There's your first. That's a big question right there. Can West Virginia take down another number 1 seed? I think yes. I think West Virginia has a good shot at doing that. It does make it interesting. The underdog is always, it's always fun to root for the underdog. And truly here, you've got some underdog teams that weren't expected to go as far as they did. And bravo and congratulations to all of those players. Speaking of that, we will have another edition of Nail the Score on Tuesday. So make sure that you're locked and loaded for Nail the Score in our third hour. And, of course, we have the two teams. You'll get to choose between those two, and then we'll see what the championship game shapes up to be. But that will be a lot of fun. Speaking of numbers, you know, sometimes on the show we do We Can Count. And for politicians, it is all about the numbers. Not necessarily, although it is part of it, the fundraising numbers. Someone behind the scenes is doing that, though. It's the daily tracking numbers, you know, like the Gallup and the Rasmussen numbers. And the Gallup poll tracks the percentage of Americans, just like Rasmussen, of who disapprove or approve of the job of the president. And because the people around the president want to see that person get elected for another term, they follow this thing crazy. I mean, they can probably break it down to every single moment as to what the president was doing or what he was saying and what could have affected the polls. But right now on this they call it a 3-day rolling average, job approval wise, Obama's at 46%. So not too much of a change there, not much of a spike really as a result of health care. So in the next 3 days, are we going to see that's going to spike, or are we going to see any kind of a lift because of healthcare reform passing? And I'm thinking it's just going to stay the same pretty much. I don't think we're going to see the numbers change there. Now, the president wasn't so much focused on the numbers. He was focused on the numbers of troops that he could touch when he went to Afghanistan. And the number of troops killed in Afghanistan, sadly, has doubled in the first 3 months of 2010 compared to this time last year. The crush is on, as we know, in Afghanistan in some pretty tricky areas to try to flush out the Taliban. We've talked about that a lot in the last couple of months on ATN. And on any given day, you don't know where they're going to be ambushed in that Kandahar province, and which is the Taliban's home base. And you got some major operations going on, and that's why you're seeing that dramatic spike. It's something that General McChrystal warned about with the efforts that they were making in Afghanistan and close to that Pakistan border. But the purpose of the trip for the president was not only to rally the troops, but also pop in on Hamid Karzai and push the fact that his administration had to get it together and, you know, do whatever they could to get rid of the corruption in the government and focus on trying to help out the people of Afghanistan and get the people to back the government. Uh-huh. I mean, that is the key thing. It's just like the situation in Iraq, although Iraq is a much different place than Afghanistan, and that's the hard thing about Afghanistan versus Iraq. The oil money they had, the culture of the people, you didn't have as much illiteracy in trying to reach the people in the areas that we're talking about in Afghanistan. And of course, the ever-present drug trade in Afghanistan with the opium fields. In Kandahar, and the operation that's planned there is going to be pretty rough in the next couple of months, versus even what just happened with the Taliban forces and the U.S. clash along with allies trying to help out. But this is a real chance for the U.S. to gain some momentum as more Taliban leaders are being taken out. And with more of the Taliban falling, that means Karzai has to really take the ball and run with it. So the key thing here is, do the people there believe in Karzai? And how far does his influence go? And ultimately, can the United States and other governments who have invested somewhat in this, can they trust this regime to turn its act around? Because frankly, they haven't shown anything that gives us a reason to trust what's happening there. And we've got too much at stake here with human lives on the line as they crawl across these tricky areas, villages, the terrain, and what they're going through and how their hands are tied with the rules of engagement. Hang through. Much more to come here in our next two segments on America Tonight.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income.
earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. Did You Rob BillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Boy, it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it? Just to hang back, maybe push the lawnmower, chill, watch the game with a couple of cold ones or the game, a whole bunch of games, or drink some of that iced tea, I don't know. Hang out, just forget what happened this week. And a rough week political-wise, certainly with what happened with healthcare reform, but it just illustrates the need to go and vote. 800-259-5791, and we're talking about the midterm elections, by the way, for the House. Some Senate seats are up, too. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Jay?
Well, I'm okay, but I don't know about the rest of the world.
And boy, it doesn't sound like it. I mean, people really are down in the dumps. People really, I mean, well, no joke, if I wasn't doing a radio show, I guarantee all you hear anyway is about health care.
Well, I think they beat us over the head so much with this health care bill that people are just sick of hearing it, and I think they just wanted to pass it and get on. You know, it's like, all right, enough, let's get it over with.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think... Most of the people in the United States don't even realize what's really going on here.
Yep.
I mean, Caterpillar said this bill's going to cost them $100 million in the first year. The company in North Carolina that makes the defibrillators, they're going to have to lay off 1,000 people. Verizon Wireless even said they don't even know how much this is going to cost yet. These are just the tip of the iceberg companies that's already coming public.
That's right.
I mean, the president said that there'd be no backroom deals, but yet he's going to take people out on Air Force One to get votes changed. So that doesn't leave a carbon footprint anywhere. There'd be
right.
no reconciliation, but, oh, look at this. You know, it's full of it. We don't even know what a lot of this bill is. We know part of it is government's going to take over the student loan industry and go into banking now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's one thing after another. And this bill is just so great that the House, the Congress, and the President are all exempt from this bill. So it's so great. You know, that just eats me alive that everybody in Washington that participated in this bill are now exempt from it.
Exactly.
My goodness. And I'll tell you what, if the American people don't wake up and the ones who shove this down our throat and are now exempt from it, if I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat as far as this next upcoming election, but if the American people don't wake up and get these yes voters on this bill out of office, and personally I'm an independent,
mm-hmm.
and I could care less, Republican, Democrat, independent, it doesn't matter to me as long as they've got God-fearing values of the Constitution. That's
mm-hmm.
all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like anyone in this office cares about the Constitution. I don't know.
I would agree. No, I would agree with you 100%. I mean, you made some great points, Jay, and it's, isn't it ironic if this was such a fabulous piece of legislation and so wonderful for the American people, why are they exempt from it?
It's all about control.
It is.
That's what it boils down to. I don't think it's so much the money, and they're talking about the jobs. The American people better wake up. They say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. I don't think that's the case. The people that are rich in this company or in this country, a lot of them started from nothing and built something and made something of their lives. Everybody gets the same chances growing up now.
Sure.
And depending on what you do with your own life, if someone's good enough to go up at the company that employs all these people and all these people get these paychecks because this guy's making smart decisions and making big money, well, if the government goes after his money, what do you think is going to happen to your job?
It's going away.
Exactly. And I think this is a bad idea, bad bill. And it's going to end up hurting the American public more than they know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I just had a lot to get off my chest.
No, you were excellent. I mean, great comments. Jay, have a great weekend, really.
You too,
Hyde. You made some great comments that I completely agree with that we've been talking about here. It's that people don't really realize. You don't realize. On the surface, if someone says, wow, I mean, what's wrong with you? I can't tell you how many nasty emails I got from people. How can you not think that everybody should have the health care? Because the health care that we're talking about is not the health care you think you're getting. You wait and see. We're saving all these shows. And all that the Jay and Don in Wyoming and everybody that called, Bette calling up and talking about what she thought was happening and what was going on, you know, in the Capitol, on the Capitol, in and around the Capitol, it's bad business. It's going to be bad business. And I think Jay's last point was right on target. So if you say, well, you know, I got a good job. Boy, my employer takes care of me, and I've worked here. I have a friend, I think I mentioned this the other night, has worked somewhere for 25 years. Great job. And you wait and see. They might be a great person. You might have a great job. But when they can't afford it, you're gone. More people will lose jobs, and more people will have to make some hard choices. You know, and I don't want to get on these airwaves and be the Debbie Downer radio host, the outrage of the day. But it is outrageous, and it'll trickle down, and we'll start to see it when all of the things are implemented, unless something massively is changed. But I don't see how that's going to happen. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hey, hey, hey. West Virginia all the way.
How about that? Yeah,
yeah,
Mountaineers, they look good.
Yeah.
But nobody nailed the score. You know that. You know, the Kentucky game, 62-45, they beat Cornell.
Yeah. I think I picked Kentucky, but
You did. You picked Kentucky, but your score was 63-59.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Anyway, I got West Virginia to go all the way anyway. So.
You have West Virginia winning the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know about winning the whole thing. I'm not sure. Well, who do you think could possibly, just think, who do you think could possibly get in their way?
Nobody.
You don't? You think they'll just rip through the rest of it?
Oh, yeah. Easy telling now.
Based on what? I mean, hey, West Virginia was great. I think they're fun to watch. Look, they were way too tough for Washington. You know, there's no question about that. But now, remember, you get deeper. They make it all the way to the Mountaineers, you know, to the Elite Eight, but you make it all the way to the Final Four. It gets a little bit tighter.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with them all the way. I'm going to have somebody go out in Vegas for me to put some money on them.
She should have done that in the beginning.
Well, I still can, can't I?
Yeah, you can still put money on them, yeah.
That's what I thought. So how was your trip to New York?
My trip to New York was good. I had some decent cab rides. No rides. Nobody tried to rip me off in the cabs. And
oh yeah.
Yeah, and I rode. You know, did the little subway thing, and it was pretty good.
Any famous people out there?
I did see some famous people out there. You know who I saw? This is like for a long time. This woman was every man's love, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh yeah.
She looks good. She looks good in person. She's a gorgeous lady still.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it was fun. You know what was good, too, is the fact that this sounds weird, but you probably can relate to this. Even in Illinois, I think you can get pretty good bread. In Texas, where our satellite office is, the bread is soft. I think it's because of the water, so you don't get hard rolls. You know when you eat a sandwich, Rick, and you get a hard roll? It's like in Illinois, they have them. They have beef sandwiches, and they're a little bit harder. It's not all this bready bread. And in the East, you have that. But, boy, for some reason, in Texas, where they have great Mexican or Tex-Mex food, that you cannot get good bread.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
Well, there you go. Start a store and make bread.
All right, I'm going to start a store, and any of you that find yourselves out of work, please come to work for me. I can't guarantee that I'll be able to pay you any kind of health benefits because I'll just take the fine. But
you'll have to. Health benefits are free.
That's right. They're free in a couple years, so we'll wait and we'll open up our dough-making place.
Yeah. Well,
Rick, have a good one.
You too.
All right, he says West Virginia is going to go all the way. He sounded so confident, didn't he? Well, they have a senior kid. Who's fun to watch. He's always, and I think he's the one that does it. Now that I'm getting players confused after watching this tournament, or it's probably Kevin Jones. There's a player they have that just pounds his chest. I'm thinking he's hitting himself so hard, he's going to give himself a coronary. But these kids at West Virginia, like a lot of those other teams that think they should be there and are playing like they should be there, have surprised a few teams. So they beat Washington. That was one of those Thursday night games, 69-56. And they are feeling pretty confident because now it's whittled down to eight teams, and they're one of the eight teams. So a big moment for them. Nobody did nail the score, though, as I mentioned to Rick. The final score of the Kentucky-Cornell game was, as I told him, and you just heard, 62-45. Actually, nobody even came that close. In fact, it was like Philip in Kentucky said that Kentucky would win it 95-62. And, you know, that was a pretty big spread. There were some others like Anna, Missouri, thought it'd be closer, 68-64. A lot of you called in, so that was great. But nobody got it. Even Edna in Kansas, she had 75-62, but she also had Cornell. She really thought Cornell, just for something different, would maybe upset Kentucky. I think Kentucky, I disagree with Rick, I think Kentucky takes this tournament. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Healthcare. And it happened to occur in Fort Worth, Texas. Little baby, Houston Tracy, 10 days old. The boy has had it rough right from the start, a congenital heart defect that causes two major vessels that carry blood away from the heart to become switched. It's a very rare condition that you don't detect before birth. And the mother of Houston Tracy says it was an easy pregnancy. Everything was simple. The sonograms were perfect, all that sort of stuff. The baby was born, was fine during the initial birthing process, but he then had to have life-saving surgery. He's doing fine now, and he's still fighting for that whole recovery. His parents are in a battle with Blue Cross Blue Shield. The parents own small businesses. They don't have health insurance for themselves. They do have insurance for their other two kids and tried to get insurance for baby Houston, but found out that his coverage was denied because on the phone they kept screaming, it's a pre-existing condition. And the parents say, I don't know how it can be pre-existing on a baby that was just born. And I love what Houston Tracy's father said. Well, if it's mandated that everyone have health insurance, then how can one be denied? Blue Cross Blue Shield isn't so really talking about it. What a big surprise. And locally, somebody was kind enough to set up a fund at one of the banks to help the family cover medical costs because they're not going to be able to cover those medical costs. So in this version of We Can Count, we're talking about a 10-day-old baby denied health care coverage. Whew. I'm sure he wants to sound off on this very subject. Let's go to, or probably a bunch of others, Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
That's funny you should say that, because I wasn't even going to call you tonight, but I had to after I heard that your lady talk about how the just a handful of insurance companies are going to benefit from this bill because they helped to write it, and the handful of drug companies, which are probably going to have immunity from any lawsuits in the future, just like they did with the vaccines. So that woman was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And I'll float in a few things before the end of the show or the end of the hour. But the woman that called, she was thankful that her son could stay on the insurance because he has allergies or he needs shots. That's
right.
Fine. The baby that was born, that's fine. What I can't understand is how come the people in this country, when it comes to rights that they're allowed to have when they come here from other countries and drop babies in violation, I think, of the 14th Amendment, which was a pass to give the babies of freed black slaves access to the Constitution. You come here from anywhere in the world, which they do purposely, to drop children so they can become citizens of this country. We pay for that.
Right.
The prisoners, okay, and illegal aliens, people that are in this country illegally, are exempt from paying the IMT, which is the insurance mandated taxes. So people that are here in this country working under the table, sending remittances back to wherever the hell they came from, they are not going to be charged the tax. So Obama let them off the hook. So this rolls into everything about why people are so angry, and we can go on and on about how many times they had the sniper silhouette on Bush, and they called him Hitler and everything else. I'm not defending Bush or anybody else, but Phil, please, the reason people are angry is because they know what's going on. They're reading the inside and out of this bill, and they're saying, hey, you know what? You lied to us.
Right.
You are demographically, you are catering to the Hispanics and La Raza, the racist organization, because you know that the whites and the blacks are disappearing in this country. So you don't. It's very strategic what this guy is doing. He's not going to allow the illegals to pay the tax because they are going to be a bigger voting block. But at the same time, we also understand that the country cannot afford this. The GDP, the percentage of the borrowing as a percentage of GDP is going through the roof. We are going to end up just like Greece, with violence in the streets that they're expecting, but they do this on purpose. Now, I know I've talked about a lot of issues. It's not a racial thing. It's not an anti-immigrant thing. It's just the reason people are so damned angry that they want to throw bricks is because when they look about who's being forced to pay and who's getting a free ride.
Right.
In addition to the fact that if the Republicans or whoever changes the Congress and they try to defeat this either with states' rights or at the court level, well, look who he's putting in to – he wants to put in the Supreme Court. Either Elena Kagan, who said we could ban books during the Hillary Clinton Citizens United versus Supreme Court, that decision, which she said we could ban books, or a guy named Cass Sunstein, who doesn't believe in a right to self-defense, no right to Second Amendment, no right to free speech, shutting down the Internet anytime you want. Now you say, Mark, where are you going off on these tangents? Because we know what this guy is all about. He sat in the Reverend Wright's church for 20 years. He believes in liberation theology. He believes in, and now here I'm going to say it again, the R word, which Michael Savage said and Rush Limbaugh said, reparations. Reparations for slavery. That's also in part of this. The point I'm making is, when I say reparations, if you're black or Hispanic or white and you're a legal resident of this country and you have a job and you pay taxes, you're going to pay for this. They're
right.
going to force you to pay for all of it
right.
together. So you can sit there and call me homophobic, sexist, racist. I don't give a damn anymore. It's too late to care about what people say about you. You just speak the truth, and we don't like the way that this country's going and who's going to pay for it. And that woman was right. I'll go back to that caller. talked about the insurance companies and the drug companies getting preferred treatment under this administration, which wouldn't be acceptable if it was a Republican administration, and it shouldn't be acceptable now. People are going to end up paying for it. We're going to be all going from the middle class, giving our money to the super rich, and we're going to be in the lower middle class, lower and the low class, to just totally poor. That's what they're planning on doing. Does this sound extremist? Does it sound crazy, America? Read the bill. Look what they did. Look at the demon pass. Look at the Nancy Pelosi having the nerve to say, you have to let us pass the bill before you can read it to see what's in it. They did every trick in the book. We don't have a representative republic anymore. People don't want it to see it destroyed any further than it is. That's why they're so mad, and they should be mad. And I don't believe in any violence or anything like that against these legislatures. But back in the day of the Founding Fathers, they tarred and feathered your ass and did a lot worse. We're not going to do that, but if you see why people are angry, well, then you got blinders on. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Have a great weekend. He's right. It's time to take off the blinders. It's time to not be apathetic. And I think people are waking up. In one way, it's an exciting time because I've never seen people so politically active in the sense that they're thinking about what's happening. They're making some phone calls. They are honestly trying to gather the people around them and get them to register to vote or go out and vote and try to make some kind of a difference. But we were definitely hoodwinked. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. I mean, period, end of story. And this was one of those cases. And he's right. Nancy Pelosi, when she was asked that question, did say, well, pass it. You can read it. It's like, well, then it's too late because then you sign it into law and we're stuck with it. And if the middle class disappears, boy, this will certainly be a much different country. The opportunity, the thing that's so great about America is that we have that opportunity. We want to preserve that opportunity that somebody from wherever you are, you can make something of yourself. We know it. There's been a million of those American dream stories. That's why so many people were desperate to come to America, because they believe in the American dream and they don't have that in their countries. We don't want to see the American dream disappear. We don't want to see the possibility that somebody with hard work and who's entrepreneurial and who wants to make something of themselves still, they don't have that opportunity, that they're denied it, that they still have the possibility of greatness. And as a proud American, that's where I stand. I'm an American first, bar anything else that I am. And I am very, very proud to be an American, and I don't want to see our way of life be tossed in the Hudson River. And that's what it feels like. This past week this past year, I think really we've been drugged through the mud a little bit too much, certainly for my liking, and many of you, I know, feel the same way. I appreciate the passion and the phone calls and the emails, americatonight.net.
The healing room.